Tens of thousands of Canadian soldiers played a key role in liberating the Netherlands from Nazi occupation during the Second World War. More than 7,600 Canadian soldiers died in that campaign. Most of them are buried in three main cemeteries across the Netherlands, including the Groesbeek Canadian War Cemetery. Elsa Schaburg wants to make sure those soldiers are never forgotten. She's a researcher with the foundation Faces to Graves. We reached her at her home in Nijmegen, not far from the Canadian War Cemetery. Good morning, Elsa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for calling me.
Why is this project called Faces to Graves, Elsa? What does it involve?
It's called Faces to Graves because we are trying with our foundation, all volunteers, to give each Canadian soldier buried in Groesbeek a face. We want to give them a face so they are not going to be forgotten. So we try to write their life story of each soldier, and we try to find a picture, a photograph of him to place in that life story. And then the life story we put on our digital monument so everybody in Canada can read about these heroes.
And you say this is all volunteers who are doing this?
Yes, we are all volunteers, yes.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah, because we think they should not be forgotten. I mean, they fought so far away from home. I mean, in a country they even didn't know. Many of them, they didn't even know where Europe was. So they came here and they fought for our freedom. So we should remember it, that it's not normal that we have so much freedom. They fought for it. They gave their lives for us.
What does it feel like, Elsa, when you find a soldier's photograph and you can look at that photograph of that, oftentimes a young man, a boy even, and match with the name and you're there at the grave?
Yes, that's always a very great, impressive moment, because then the life of that soldier really makes a deep impression on you. It makes it real. When somebody has a face, you can see it before you. It makes it even more impressive what they did, so young. I mean, they were at the beginning of their lives, and then they sacrificed it just for our freedom. So it's beyond comprehension.
And I understand there are 250 soldiers from the Maritimes who are buried there at the Groesbeek Cemetery. You're still searching for photographs of many of them. How many of their stories aren't complete yet, Elsa?
We have from totally of Canada. We have 2,302 soldiers buried in Groesbeek. And we now have about, on our digital monument, we have about 400 life stories. So 800 in total, because it's in Dutch and in translated in English, of course. And we have from several provinces of Canada. And for New Brunswick, we have 98 soldiers buried here in Groesbeek. And we have still missing 48 photos of them. We also have 139 soldiers buried, and we still miss about 34 pictures of them. And also from Prince Edward Island, we have 13 soldiers buried in Groesbeek, but from them, most of them, we have a photograph, only two missing.
And how are you finding the photographs and the story, the life story of the soldiers?
The life story, we always start with, we have permission to use the service files, so we can read from every soldier the military records. So we see where they were born, how the family was composed, where they did their training, where they were sent to which regiment they were posted, and then where they were sent to fight in the Northwest Europe, and where they died, where they were buried. So we start to write down all these information, and then we go to internet, and also the files of the Commonwealth War Commission are very important for us. So from this information, we go to look on the internet and searching family, if we still can find family, or we write to city halls, we write to libraries, to churches. Mm. For instance, I found the last picture from a soldier with the Brunswick archive, provincial archives.
The archives.
Really nice to me. Mm. Yeah. They scanned a paper. Article in the paper where it was announced that the soldier died. So there was a little picture of him, and they scanned it to me and they sent it to me.
And what about citizen research or help from other people? If someone's listening, and people are across the Maritimes this morning and thinking they might be able to help, can they help with your research in any way?
Really. We would really appreciate it if somebody has information about one of the soldiers. They always can contact our foundation via the website, facestograves.nl.
That's great.
And email.
And on the website is the full list, is there, of the names whose soldiers
yes.
you're documenting but also looking for information on?
Yes. There is also a list of missing soldiers. I mean, missing soldiers, missing pictures from the soldiers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's quite,
we would be very grateful. Yeah.
It's quite a project. What's your personal connection to the Second World War, Elsa?
My personal connection is, yes, the Second World War was always very well remembered in our family. My father, at the time that the war started, he was studying. He lived in Rotterdam, and Rotterdam was completely bombed. I don't know if you know, but then Second World War started for the Netherlands. My father was studying at the University of Delft, and the students had to sign a contract whether you wanted to collaborate with the Germans or not. If you signed it, you could study on. If you didn't, you were picked up. Or you had to hide. My father didn't sign. He was sent to a camp in Germany for working there, and he managed to escape.
Mm.
It was quite an adventure because he managed to escape by hanging under a train. There, several men did it. They hang under a train for 15 hours.
Wow.
Very dangerous because at the border, the Germans shot under the trains to see if there were people hanging. He managed, he survived, his friend lost his life. So he managed, and then he hid for several years in the Netherlands. And in 1943, he also joined the army. And he liberated with the Polish army and the Canadian army, by the way, the south of Holland. So for him, it was always quite an emotional time, the time of remembrance in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And also for my mother is from Indonesia. She was picked up and sent to a Japanese camp. So she had a very difficult time.
I can see and feel why it's important for you to remember and to be part of this project, Elsa.
Yeah, it is for me. For me, it's very important that we keep on remembering. So we have also several projects with schools, also in Canada, by the way. They also join in to write stories for us. For instance, the Kanata. It's near Ottawa. It's the All Saints School, an original high school, Springfield in New Brunswick. They also help us sometimes.
Well, it's so important to make that connection with the younger generation as well, and to bring the sacrifices into focus in the present day. Elsa, thanks so much. I really appreciate you being with us to tell us about the work that you're doing. And bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's Elsa Schaburg, a researcher with Faces to Graves. For more information, if you'd like to take part or think you might have something to share with Elsa Schaburg and the other volunteers, you can visit the website facestograves.nl.